Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. RightTheOnStore.com.
Association. It is a group of citizens who back their county sheriffs, who help them learn to keep their oaths of office. The CSPOA is a clearinghouse for information and is a citizens group that has incredible influence on helping folks keep their oaths of office. And most importantly, we train around the country to tell the tale of liberty and help those who are in elected office understand their responsibilities to keep their oaths. What does it mean to be a constitutional peace officer, for example? All those questions and more answered in the weekly webinars and in the incredible trainings across the country. We've trained well over 50 sheriffs in 2021 in Texas alone. That's just scratching the surface of what we've been able to accomplish with the good Sheriff Richard Mack, president of the CSPOA. Welcome back to what, the Sheriff Mack Show?
Yeah. Sam, we've been off a little bit. So thanks so much for being here, Sam, and for covering for me. And folks, we're really grateful to be back in this new year, 2022. Happy New Year and welcome to the Sheriff Mack Show.
And we've got an incredible guest today, too, to bring out, Sheriff.
Well, yeah, you know, Sam, excuse me for that. I thought we were still, I didn't know we did already the lead-in, but I guess you should have known that. I was a little bit late. You talking about Texas? Texas would
not
have
happened. Yeah, I didn't want to blow the guest. I wanted you to announce the guest.
Well, I am, but that's what I say. With the 55 sheriffs that we trained in Texas since January of 2021, and as you all know, Texas is on fire, and I don't mean because it's getting too hot there. I mean because the sheriffs there are standing and doing and protecting liberty, and they want to know what they're supposed to be doing to defend liberty in these horrible times. We do have one of the most amazing patriots in America on our show today. It is none other than Gary Haven, and our training wouldn't have happened without him. He's extremely dedicated to the cause of liberty. And Gary Haven, thank you so much, and welcome to the Sheriff Mack Show.
Happy New Year, Sheriff, and thank you for those kind words. I'm not sure that chair here, right? I'm not sure that I live up to them, but I have been honored to be able to travel with you guys and to lift you up. You're really the brains behind this outfit, and have sacrificed and given your time and really so much of your health to your commitment with this thing. And I'm certainly grateful for that. And I want to recognize that as well as the people whose lives you've touched out there. You know, before the program, you suggested that I offer the first topic. And I think the topic on everybody's mind is, what is 2022 going to look like?
Cool.
And, you know, and particularly in relationship to our constitutional rights. And so I think that's the beginning of the conversation. And in the famous words of Yogi Berra, it's really difficult to make predictions, especially about the future. But, you know, I think we, those of us that are critical thinkers can you know, in Jesus' words, you know, he said that we could read the signs of the times. And I think those signs are very clear now that there is a worldwide assault, not just America and Texas, on our rights as human beings, on our freedoms. In America, of course, we're protected by this Constitution. You know, it's funny. I made the movie Armageddon back in 2016. A lot of people have seen that. And it was posted last week on the YouTube pay channel. And Mike Norris, my co-star in the movie, he wrote me, told me about it. So I went there. 120,000 people had watched it. There were 900 comments, and so I went through the comments. And, you know, I'd really not thought much about the movie for several years, but apparently people are thinking about it. Extraordinary reviews on that movie. And I'm not saying it to tout the movie. I'm just saying that people are concerned more than ever about what's coming after us, an out-of-control federal government. And, of course, experience with going against the Clintons all the way to the Supreme Court is the kind of the flagship of what can be done if a person is committed. And you've been able to share that experience out there with us on the road and all these different places. So my movie, your testimony, all of these things are coming into the view of more and more Americans. And as we begin this year, I think that focus, that reality is going to be what this year is about. And so I'd like to, even though I've spoken for 5 minutes already, I'd like to start talking about the threats to our rights. And let me throw one out there. As a pilot, a few weeks ago, I had as a passenger on my plane, the former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. And I was flying from Texas to Washington, and in the middle of the flight, I turned it over to my co-pilot, and I got up and I sat down with the guy that used to run the CIA, right? And if you think I'm going to miss an opportunity to ask him a question, I kind of had him as a captive audience because we were at 40,000 feet.
Yeah.
But I began to talk with him about the threats against our rights, and chief among them was that they're wanting to vax our children, and of course they've lowered the vax age down to 5. And I'm highly opposed to that. But he made an interesting comment. He said, you know, they're going to mandate it. And let that sink in a minute. Former Secretary of State, former head of the CIA, told me in private, they're going to mandate vaccinating our little children.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I thank God live in a small county in Central Texas with a constitutional sheriff who's not going to stand quietly by and let some federal agency come in and force a experimental vaccine on my children. And I don't care what your position is on a vaccine. As an American citizen, as a parent, as a grandparent, I have sole authority on whether I'm going to allow my grandchildren to be given an experimental vaccine. And by God, if the Biden administration or Homeland Security or some kind of the armed forces want to show up at my ranch and want to force it, yeah. I need my sheriff, I need a posse, I need the neighboring sheriffs. And by the way, they have all come to agreement, thanks to you, that they have not only the responsibility to do that, to protect me and my community, but that they have the authority to do it.
Well, there you've touched on exactly what the CSPOA has dedicated itself to doing for the last 10 years. And I'm really grateful that you're a part of that. And people need to know probably who you are. Who is Gary Haven?
Well, that's kind of a scary thing. you know, obviously I'm known as the founder of Curves, the world's largest fitness franchise. My wife and I built that company many years ago, and we started with $10,000. We opened the first location, and because of God's blessing, we were able to grow that company into the 10th largest of all franchise companies in the world. Whoa. I'm talking about Subway and McDonald's, and you're right in there at number 10. We had 10,000 locations in 92 countries, and we never borrowed any money nor took on investors. We were able to build that entirely out of serving people. So mostly known for that. I also have a degree in health and nutrition. I've written 2 New York Times bestsellers. I'm a high-time pilot. I do a lot of work in Haiti, where we do search and rescue whenever crises occur, like the earthquake or the hurricane that happened there. My wife feeds 10,000 children in Haiti every day, and has now for 11 years since the earthquake. So we're philanthropists. We're people that we're health oriented, obviously.
Right.
And so, you know, we have this event in our country right now where it's being treated as an illness. And of course, I'm talking about COVID. I believe in taking a wellness approach to threats like this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we now know that if you have high levels of vitamin D3 in your body, and you have zinc and magnesium and vitamin C, that your natural immunity is highly effective in preventing you from either getting COVID or for getting very sick with it. And yet, how many times has Dr. Fauci said, you need to take vitamin D3, we should make it available to all Americans at no charge? And the answer to that is never. This is not about wellness. It's not about healthcare. It's about power and control. And the majority of doctors of America have been trained in illness, not wellness. And so my life really has been involved in that arena long before COVID. And so,
right.
You know, and probably the last thing is that, you know, I have the resources to speak out. I don't have to worry about being fired. I don't actually have a job. I sold my company 10 years ago. And when they attack me with ridicule, I actually enjoy ridicule. Because it helps me to realize that I'm over the target. And mm-hmm. So since people can't harm me, I believe I have an obligation to speak out because right. So many other people have the constraints of being fired or being deplatformed. So I think I have a duty to be the one who stands up and shouts from the rooftop that there are criminals that are running our healthcare and our country. And that we need to wake up.
And exactly, I agree totally that criminals are in charge of a lot of this, and including the highest levels of our government. And thus comes in the responsibility of the local sheriff to make sure that we are protected from all criminals. I mean, this is just a simple thing. Is something happening criminally against me and my family? And if so, who's going to take charge of protecting us? And obviously, I have a responsibility to protect myself. But the sheriff I elected and the sheriff that is sworn an oath in God's name to uphold and defend the Constitution is exactly the one, is the lesser magistrate, if you will. I think he's the top magistrate, obviously, in the county. But if you read that book, The Lesser Magistrate, it propels the whole thing right back to the sheriff being responsible for defending, protecting, and preserving the God-given rights that we were born with when we became Americans in the first place. I really appreciate all you've done, Gary. It's been a pleasure getting to know you, hear you speak at our events, And this has been a powerful partnership, the CSPOA with you. I want to thank you again for all that you did for the CSPOA and for our tour across Texas, and for helping fund what we've been doing. I think 2022 is providing us with huge opportunities again, and we've got to come up with some way to protect the citizens of this country and our children and grandchildren, as you alluded to, from what Mike Pompeo said, because it's obvious that that's coming. I have predicted that they're going to start trying to vaccinate kids when they're born.
Yeah, let me quickly take a second so that people kind of understand this a little bit, Gary and Sheriff Mack. We need to teach sheriffs about the moral imperative, where they understand that they have an obligation to stand up and defend the people from tyranny, even if it comes from government. People are hesitant to admit tyranny comes from government, but our founding fathers knew that quite well. And it's important to understand the moral imperative and to train about that across the country. And thanks to Gary Haven and others, that's what we've been doing. Gary's been influential not only from a financial perspective, but from a knowledge perspective and from a credibility perspective as an incredible CEO, businessman. As you know, yeah, he's the founder of Curves, but he's also a filmmaker, which we'll get into that in just a minute. But I really want to highlight this important thing so people understand. They're playing games, and they're criminal in their playing of these games. Let me explain really quick. What you've got is an experimental vaccine on the market right now. They claim that they had an approved vaccine like 4 months ago. And they did, except for none of that approved vaccine is available in America. Even though it's approved, none of it is being delivered to the American people. Most people who take the vaccine believe they're taking the approved vaccine, but they're really taking still the experimental version of the vaccine. Now, they're different patent numbers. They're different licenses related to them. They're separate, even though they claim they are not. Well, here's the reason. The reason is that based on the 1986 laws regarding vaccinations and the Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund, et cetera, they, by law, have to make vaccinations available even for children. And if they don't, they can be held liable. And so the reason they want the experimental vaccine still shot into American people's veins is because they have that cloak of immunity and liability is taken from these vaccine companies. If they do the real version that's been approved, but yet it's not approved for children, instantly the vaccine companies have liability. And so that's why they're involved in criminal activity here. And we need to be very clear about explaining this to the American people and pushing for the next level. Not only does Fauci need to be fired, but he needs to be tried under the Nuremberg Code and worse. This guy's a criminal. And they've done this intentionally, knowing full well what they're doing. They're literally giving people, by force, mandate, experimental vaccines. And many, many physicians, including Rand Paul and many others, even Ben Carson, literally saying, why would we do this? It's criminal. That really is kind of the key. And we need to train the sheriffs to understand this. They have got to protect their people from these forced vaccinations and other mandates that may be coming down the pike, Sheriff.
Amen. Absolutely. And I totally agree with you. And I've seen the same research that you're talking about, that what got really approved by the FDA, which shouldn't have been approved in the first place, even if it was, but even if it had been done properly, but they are not using what had been supposedly approved by the FDA. But the FDA is about as corrupt as Fauci is anyway, so it really doesn't much matter. We're dealing with one corruption after one corruption after one another corruption. And I agree totally. What happened to...
But what matters, Sheriff, sorry to interrupt, but what matters is, though, that sheriffs understand their duty and take a page out of the playbook of a Washington sheriff, right?
Well, of course. Yeah, absolutely. And that would be Sheriff Bob Songer, who's actually put the FBI and federal agencies and all agencies in his county on notice that if you violate the rights of the people, then I'm coming after you. And we need every sheriff in this country to understand, if you're violating my rights, that's a criminal act. And so many sheriffs are still standing there. Well, I don't have the authority to stand against federal agents. That's just poppycock. And we are trying to remove ignorance from the law enforcement community nationwide. because this, the ultimate responsibility of a peace officer in this country is to protect the people's rights and to protect liberty. And we've got to put liberty first in this country again. And that's why I've been proud to stand next to Gary Haven doing that. And Gary, it looked like you had something else you wanted to add right there. Please do.
You know, the Constitution that they swear to uphold to protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic. I think the American people, along with their sheriffs, of course, need to wake from their slumber.
Right.
Yet they're being assaulted by domestic enemies. We have watched the administration destroy our armed forces. And, you know, without, I think the vaccine, we all have a pretty good understanding of the nonsense about it. But it's the consequences that I'd like people to think about a little bit. Without a U.S. military, which has been horribly affected by mandating a vaccine that doesn't vaccinate, by the way, you know, even the CDC says it doesn't keep you from getting COVID. It doesn't keep you from transmitting it. We all pretty much know that now. And over half the people that are hospitalized today in America are vaccinated people. Okay, so there's no debate there. It's not really a vaccine. And in fact, they've kind of gone to the place where they now claim, well, what it's going to do is keep you from getting severely ill.
Okay? Yeah.
And that's their last stand on this thing. So, but it's just Peter McCullough, who's this American hero, you know, he's the cardiologist that's been talking a lot. And Dr. David Malone, who was on, really became, he was a co-inventor of the mRNA.
Yes, Robert Malone.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Didn't start when I said it. They've really been out there, and a lot of people now are starting to overcome their deception, their trance.
Ladies and gentlemen, hang tight. Gary Haven with us. The truth shall set you free right here on Brighteon.tv. You are watching the Sheriff Mac Show. We return in seconds.
Island coins Merits and precious incredible metals. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal security during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments of real gold and silver are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. You can also hold precious metals in your IRA. This allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven. Assets of gold and silver. Your metals are held in the form of physical coins and bars in a private depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrighteonMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial security. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals, in business since 1976. Visit BrighteonMetals.com today.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us. And this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panicked. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're going to be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones, is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites, you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. RightTheOnStore.com.
My fellow Americans, welcome back to the CSPOA.org, the Sheriff Mac Show, right here on Brighteon.tv. I am Sam Bushman, Operations Director for the CSPOA. Richard Mack with us. We also have our guest, Gary Haven, well-known businessman, founder of Curves International, a filmmaker, a freedom fighter, a funder of all things godly, doing a great job. He was in the middle of his story telling you about, most people realize now that the COVID's a big old farce. Not that people don't get sick, but the narrative the government has to creating a tyranny out of it is the farce. And Gary is explaining that we all know that the vaxxed aren't really able to prevent the virus in any way. That's well known, Gary. You were continuing?
Yeah. Thank you, Sam. You know, we began by talking about predicting the future, what's going to happen this year. And it's already began with some really interesting things that people are recognizing facts for a change when it comes to COVID and the vax and so forth. And by waking up a little bit at a time, people are going to be receptive to more and more of the truth, approaching this from a wellness perspective instead of an illness perspective. It's not really scary. You know, if you're elderly and you have comorbidities, but if you're under the age of 70, this isn't something to be terrified about, and to allow them to terrify you about. And so as people wake up, sheriffs are going to be asked, you know, what are you going to do to protect me and my family from the overreach from what's coming? And so if we look at the predictions for this year, I will predict that they're going to continue to deprive people of their rights, the right to provide for their family, the right to open their business. They're going to come after the kids and eventually mandate the vaccine for the kids. And if you don't cooperate, you're going to be accused of being an irresponsible parent, and they may threaten to take your kids away. This is getting ugly. Yeah, that as well. You know, they've already coined the term domestic terrorists for any of us that actually believe in the Constitution. So, and, you know, and this is kind of a big statement. And let me tie this into what I was, when Sheriff Mack invited me to go kind of on tour with the Constitution Sheriffs Association and to speak, I'm not sure he wasn't a little nervous about what I was going to say. And I was a little concerned that he might be nervous about what I was going to say, because he talks about how you deal with your authority and your responsibility as a constitutional sheriff. And the constitutional attorneys that came with us laid out the case law and the constitutional law. What I took on what was the why you need to be thinking about this now, the fact that there are powers that be that were coming after Americans, that were going to overrun their constitutional rights. And, you know, I'm not afraid to speak the truth. As I mentioned a few moments ago, I don't really care for the approval of people, nor the disapproval of people. It's kind of like I'm autistic that way. And it allowed me to take the risk as a businessman that ultimately led to you know, significant success. And so when I stand up and speak in front of the sheriffs with Sheriff Mack standing beside me and tell them, hey, there's a global cabal that controls the media, that controls the political system in this country, that is making an end run right now. In fact, running for home plate to acquire control over American citizens. And that's pretty radical, far out there stuff. But it was extraordinarily well received by all of those sheriffs and the deputies and the other political people that that came, and of course the citizens that came. And that was pretty neat, because my job is to be a little ahead of everybody, not so far out in front that it can't, my message can't be received, but I've got to lead. That's my responsibility. And Sheriff Mack was completely supportive of my stepping out there and telling people, you know, what normies would call crazy conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. But, you know, even a normie should be able to see right now that we have been lied to over and over and over, and we have had our freedoms and our jobs and our ability to travel, all of it being stripped away from us for non-science and nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
So
there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Gary Haven providing leadership for citizens as we, the people, the citizens, back their county sheriffs and all public officials who are willing to take training and keep their oaths of office. That's what the CSPOA does. We're a clearinghouse of information. We're a citizens group, and our goal is to train and educate sheriffs to understand their duty and all public officials to understand their oaths of office and how we can help them carry out their responsibilities. After all, they derive their consent from we the people. They derive their just powers from the consent of the governed, as the Declaration of Independence puts it. Now, Gary Haven is pretty humble, ladies and gentlemen. He's not really telling the whole story, so I'm going to dig in and tell a little bit better. Because Gary's so humble, he wants to be polite. But the truth is, he cares more about what God says than what man says. That's why he doesn't care about whether people like him or don't like him or agree or disagree. It's about principle for a man like Gary. He grew up struggling as a kid, worked at a pizza place when he was young, worked his way up, and now he's doing very well financially. But he went through a tough time that really put him on, in my mind, the right track, if you will. He ended up with nothing, and he walked into church one day. Gary, let's start the story there and have you tell it. You can probably tell it better than I can, sir.
Well, let's start with kind of the moments in my life. And by the way, you said something very profound a minute ago. The reason I don't
That's care scary.
About the the reason I don't care about the approval of people is because it's only God's approval that I care about. That's a great statement for you to have made that really should be connected to what I had said. And, you know, I didn't always trust God. You know, I had to grow as a man and as a Christian to ultimately having a dependence, a reliance on a relationship. You know, in fact, the Holy Spirit just gave me something right now that I'll share. A lot of people that go to church have, let me get in front of my camera here. A lot of people that go to church have a religious experience. You know, I'm not a religious person. In fact, my definition of religion is man's effort to save himself. And people want to work to earn the religion because they get to participate in it. They get to enjoy some of the credit. And that's not what Jesus came to do. He came to give us a gift. And if we chose to accept that gift of salvation, then we are forgiven and literally adopted into the family of our Creator God. And we can't take any credit for accepting a gift. And so that should lead itself from religion to relationship, that we're now part of the family, and that we can know Jesus and he can know us and live inside of us. And a lot of people grow into a relationship with Christ. I was mentoring a young man yesterday and he was struggling with an addiction to Adderall. And I've been working with him for quite some time, and he told me yesterday profoundly that day, that the desire for Adderall that was removed from his life was because he spent the longest time in prayer that he had ever spent in his life.
What?
And I said, you realize that Christ delivered you from that addiction so that you wouldn't claim credit for it and that it would be dealt with. And it was funny. This was 3 months ago, and he failed to realize that Christ had removed him from that addiction. So that's relationship. But there's something even higher, and this is what I would encourage people to aspire to, and that is intimacy with Christ, where you can hear his voice, you can be instructed, you can be warned, you can be led. That's the ultimate relationship, not just knowing him and knowing you, but having intimacy. And so I'm 66 years old now, and I'm certainly at a point in my life, and I have been for a while, where I don't have time for religion. Even relationship is not where it's at. I have an actual intimacy with Almighty God through his son, Jesus, that I can hear wisdom and instructions and guidance. And quite frankly, I'm just about his business all the time. I get up every morning and go in front of my holy God and say, thank you for this day, another day, how wonderful. And I'm going to give it back to you as a living sacrifice. So, Father, tell me what you want me to do today, and I will be obedient. And you know, if you're willing to do that, God's willing to respond. And so I've been able to do some pretty amazing things. You know, movie producer.
I think the point that you're getting at, Gary, sorry to interrupt, though, is that maybe you're not involved in a formalized religion or whatever else, but it certainly it's a religious man who wakes up in the morning and says, God, I'm at your service and I'm on your errand. That's a religious and a moral people. Maybe it's not an organized religion or a formalized religion or whatever you want to say. You know, it's not about a worship facility or any of those things, but it is about being on God's errand. And I say that's the kind of religious and moral people the founding fathers were talking about.
Yeah. And, you know, the word religion, I'm kind of picky about it. And I think for rightfully so, because right now, the how many churches in America are perpetuating the fear and the lie that you should.
Amen.
It's a disgrace. There's no doubt about it, and it's got to stop, and we got to have faith. We need to bring back the Black Road Regiment of preachers that preached with power and trust in and faith in God Almighty and his power to save. And that's really what you're referring to. But Gary has been a filmmaker.
The churches who are doing that need to be called on it instead of supported.
You know, I spoke at my cowboy church a few weeks ago, and the pastor is a veterinarian, and I told him that I wanted to speak to the church for 5 minutes. He asked me about what. I said about vaccinating your kids, and he got visibly upset, and then my good friend tells him the Holy Spirit wants him to speak. You need to let him speak. And so the pastor reluctantly let me speak. And I explained to the people, hey, look, you guys are going to be asked to make a decision about vaccinating your 5-year-olds. And I'll tell you what it is. It's real quick. Number one, it didn't work. Excuse me. Number one, they don't need it. The chances of a child between 5 and 11 dying of COVID is 2 out of a million. Okay. So they don't need it. Number two, it don't work. You know, we now know it doesn't keep from getting it or transmitting it. Number three, it ain't safe. You know, all these myocarditis, pericarditis, and blood clots, and all this stuff is coming. So why would you do that? So I give this little talk to my church members, and the pastor was so upset that he literally stood up and stood beside me, kind of glaring at me. Because I would tell the people, hey, you need to make a good decision about vaccinating your kids or not. And that was so offensive to him. He was so angry at me. And, you know, after the service, I went over to him and I said, look, I didn't argue science. I argued common sense. And he said that as a vet, he's been using Pfizer vax for 20 years, and he had absolute faith in the company. And I said, well, what if those companies were no longer worthy of your faith? What if the enemy had hijacked those companies, like the FDA or the CDC, right? And of course, he couldn't hear me say that because he was committed. He had that normalcy bias. He had that
trust in the flesh.
Yeah. And, you know, that's kind of, I thought it might have clicked with him because I said, the enemy has taken over these institutions.
Yep.
And that should be something that a pastor should consider. But anyway, you've got all these churches out there, Joel Osteen or, you know, or Jeffries in Dallas, Billy Graham's son, Franklin Graham. They're all promoting this vaccine when, not only is it scientifically questionable, but when there's so many lies associated with something, you have to, just using your common sense, say, wait a minute. I'm gonna stop and consider this. You don't blindly do anything that is affiliated with so many lies. By the way, I don't know.
And affiliated with experimentation, though, on the whole population.
Yeah, and the Mormon church can be added to those Christian evangelicals, too.
You know, I haven't. What a tragedy.
It God. Is.
Okay, so I got way off the topic, Sam. I'm going to get back on it.
But you walked into church and had one of those experiences that you spoke of, right?
Absolutely, and firsthand. And by the way, there were 100 people in the audience, and I asked, how many of you believe the vaccine will keep you from getting COVID? 5 hands went up out of 100. Of course, the pastor's was one of them. And he watched
the truth shall set you free, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's my prediction for 2022. I think that God is orchestrating. I'm going to call it in a little bit of godly government terms, if you will. I'm going to call it Operation Tell the Truth. If the pastors, the leaders, the doctors aren't able to tell the truth, we the people by our greater numbers absolutely will in 2022, Gary.
Amen. Amen. And I tell you what, that's Sheriff Mack's commitment. It's my commitment. And we're gonna tell it to as many people as will hear it. You know, truth is a powerful thing. We may not own the media like the powers that be do. We may not own the political system or the institutions like the CDC, but we own the truth. And the truth is a powerful thing. What we're lacking now are courageous people.
Are enough truth tellers.
Yep.
But enough Garys. Waking up.
They're waking up. Well, enough Sheriff Max, enough Peter McCullough's.
Amen. All of us.
But they're waking up. And I tell you what, I'm excited about it. You know, there gets to be a point where the evidence is so overwhelming that even a blind fool in denial of the truth that's right in front of him eventually has to admit it is what it is.
And that's why God is orchestrating Operation Tell the Truth, because enough truth tellers are speaking up to where they will not be able to dishonestly fact check and play games with the narrative any longer. You see their narrative falling apart every second, every day, new information proving that they lied, they lied, they lied, and they got caught. Gary, I want to talk about your films. We've only got about 5 minutes left. You are a producer and a filmmaker. You've had a hand in several films. I want you to highlight them for us, will you?
Well, since we only got a few minutes, let's focus on Armageddon. Back in 2016, Mike Norris and I co-wrote the script for a movie called Armageddon, which is available on YouTube pay channel right now, as I understand it, a few other places. And we didn't realize actually at the time, and I wrote this byline on it, a true story that hasn't happened yet. And so suddenly we're seeing here 5 years later the potential for such a disruption in American society that in order for order to be restored, which authority has been given to the UN, by the way, under the Kigali Treaty that Obama signed illegally, as they create more and more disorder, the open borders, the reduction of the police forces, the rise in crime, which you've been watching, it's incredible right now, but also the isolating of people and the destruction of their jobs. All of this is not poor leadership. All of this is by design, because out of chaos, they create order. Yeah. And as soon as people get off of the false paradigm of right versus left, that we're going to vote our way out of this, we're going to take the House back, all of that is theater. This is a creation of chaos, because that is where they have the opportunity to acquire power by restoring order. That's what it's all about. So these enemies of us freedom-loving Americans, are on the attack. And ultimately, I believe the UN will be the authority that comes in. And that brings us back to the sheriffs. The sheriffs have the authority to organize a posse and to defend a county from the outside usurpation of freedom of life itself. And my movie Marageddon really depicted this coming event.
Just a few seconds.
We lose our freedoms as a result of those threats.
Well, Gary, thank you for that. Thank you very much. And we so appreciate spending this past hour with you. Thank you. We appreciate so much the work that you've done for America and for your fellow man.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, sorry to interrupt Sheriff Mack. I want to get this out, though. He was very influential in Roe versus Wade, the incredible movie that came out in 2019 as well. Gary Haven, an American hero, become a truth teller as Gary is. Let's all use our resources to promote God, family, and country. Sam Bushman, Gary Haven, and the good sheriff, God bless you.
You are a racist. Your mom is a racist. Your dad is a racist. And your entire family is racist. And you should all be punished. That's what Governor Brad Little thinks about you. So much so that he took $30 million of taxpayers' money to force critical race theory down the throats of school children, even though the Idaho legislature voted against it. This is the doctrine that teaches your children that just because they are white, they are racist. Yes, your governor, good old Brad Little, violated the constitutional law and did this while you weren't watching. Why is Governor Brad Little paying to promote radical leftist doctrine loved by Democrats like Boise Mayor McLean and sleepy Joe Biden? This is Ammon Bundy, and we need to completely reject critical race theory in Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government, and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. I'm telling you right now, there's so much going on in the news. It's incredible. But I want to talk about Gary Haven a little bit more, ladies and gentlemen. You know, guys like that, I got to defend him. The guy's just great, but he's humble. And I keep feeding the ball to him. You know, I'm kind of like the quarterback, and I throw the ball to him, and I'm expecting him to run down the field and give a touchdown about who he is. And the guy's so humble, he's just like, no, I'm going to talk about other things. But I want you to understand that Gary Haven literally ended up completely broke in his life. Wife divorced him. It was a meltdown. But he knew where to go when life gets you down. He went to church. And at church, he had a lady prophesy that he would become very wealthy, and he would use all of his capabilities, his wealth, his talent, his business acumen, and everything else to glorify God. And believe it or not, that set Gary on this mission. He's a Christian man. He doesn't care what people think. He cares what God thinks. Him and his wife, Diane, have used their wealth to bring food to the hungry, clothes to the naked. That's just part of their mission. He's also helping the CSPOA train servants of the people to understand their constitutional duties and responsibilities. All right? This guy is spending his time making a difference, standing for pro-life. So Gary Haven is a film producer. He's an actor, and he's known for Roe versus Wade. 2019, he doesn't even talk about that. I give him 20 chances to talk about it, and the guy tells you other things, which is great. But you got to know, this guy was very influential in the Roe versus Wade movies. They're incredible. I would submit to you that movie single-handedly has changed thousands of millions of Americans' views to turn towards pro-life. When you see how abusive and how hostile and how satanic the pro-death abortion industry is, Gary's one of the key people to make that education possible. He's also created the movie, as he mentioned, Amerageddon. It's a 2016 movie. He also created what's called Mission Air back in 2014. The guy's been involved in all kinds of stuff, not only with his money, but with his business acumen, with his talent, with his time. He's a truth teller. Folks, he walks into his church, asks the pastor to speak, and tells you, look, don't you dare harm your little children by giving them this experimental toxic vaccine. By the way, Gary Haven, you can say, well, he's not a doctor. How does he know? He's just agreeing with Dr. Robert Malone, the guy that founded the mRNA technology, who's been now shut down by Twitter for being a truth teller. He agrees with Ben Carson, who, by the way, disagrees with Donald Trump. Trump's backing the vaccines. But Ben Carson says, why would you ever give these experimental vaccines to your children? Children don't need them. They're not a great threat from the coronavirus at all. And why would you give your kids these experimental vaccines? We have no idea what they'll do in the future. Don't do that. Why would we do that? Says one of the greatest physicians the world has ever known, Ben Carson, one of the greatest epidemiologists, the founder of the mRNA vaccines. Robert Malone says, why would you do this? Don't do it. Don't. And every one of these doctors, from Scott Atlas to Pierre Corey to I could go on and on, every one of these doctors are saying, don't do it. And the government in bed with the media just shuts them down. So my prediction for 2022, ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. Sam Bushman's prediction for 2022. We're calling it Operation Truth Tellers. Our greater numbers will force the truth and reject the deceptive narrative of the government in bed with the press. The dishonest press. That's what's going on in 2022. We'll do our very best to do our level best effort to make sure that becomes our 2022 mission. How do you like that? God save the Republic. We the people can and will make a difference. Will you become a truth teller today? LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word and Godspeed.